Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Pakistan associates itself with the statement delivered by Azerbaijan on behalf of the non-aligned movement and has a few additional comments under this item. We welcome the work carried out in the MX4 this year under the able leadership of Ambassador Elena Bondic of North Macedonia. We take note of the report contained in document BWC MSP 2020 MX4/2, including the annex prepared by the chairperson under her own responsibility summarizing the discussions. Mr. Chairman, our deliberations on strengthening the implementation of Article 7, the practical challenges encountered and possible solutions have contributed to better collective understanding of the issues involved. We feel that several areas of commonalities have been identified which can be built further or can be brought in the form of concrete deliverables. Significant potential remains for putting in place practical mechanisms for strengthening and implementation of Article 7. Mr. Chairman, in our view, there is an obligation under the BWC to provide timely and effective assistance in case a state party has been exposed to danger as a result of violation of the convention leading to the outbreak of diseases and toxins that may harm humans, animals, plants, or the environment. We believe that the provision of such assistance should not be conditional to the action or findings by the UN Security Council with respect to the investigation of alleged use. Assistance should be provided promptly on the basis of the request of the affected state party. As we know, currently there is a lack of institutional and operational structures within the BWC to give effect to this article. This speaks to the need for a specific mechanism within the convention, which would or could then pave the way for concrete or practical measures. Some of these measures include proposals on mobile biomedical units, on which we just had saw an interesting presentation. Thank you to Russian Federation for that. Proposals on establishment of a database for assistance and work on establishing a set of guidelines and formats to assist state parties submitting an application for assistance under Article 7. In our view, these ideas and suggestions can be explored further. There is also a need to further look into synergies between Article 7 and Article 10 of the Convention. Mr. Chairman, it is widely recognized that strengthening surveillance detection and response capacities of national health systems can help tackle both infectious disease outbreaks of natural origin and also enhance preparedness to mitigate the consequences of deliberate bio events. At the national level, we have been making constant effort to build the capacity of our first responders under the National Disaster Management Authority. We continue to make efforts to enhance the capacity of the cell established under this authority to handle biological related incidents, and these efforts include procurement of requisite equipment. There is also a special focus on training. We acknowledge the contribution of state parties and thank them for the assistance in improving our capacity building framework. We also look forward to increased international cooperation in the field of biosafety and capacity building, commensurate with the needs of state parties. In the spirit of South-South cooperation, we, on our part, are also prepared to share our own experiences. We are also willing to assist within our limitations to build capacities of other interested state parties. Lastly, Mr. Chairman, my delegation hopes that the work carried out in MX4 will be duly taken note of and would serve as a useful guide for the state parties' consideration at the 9th Review Conference. I thank you.